Hospitals in Iraq's Kurdish region are on high alert. An outbreak of cholera has led to hundreds of people coming for treatment every day. All have the same symptoms.
Severe vomiting and diarrhea are widespread, partially due to cholera infection and due to gastritis and other germ infections that usually spreads during this season every year. It differs from one year to another.
Health officials in the Kurdish region are worried by the rising number of cases. Sulaymaniyah and Erbil provinces have been hit the hardest, and several people are reported to have died.
We are trying as much as we can to contain the disease by providing hospitals with more medicine and medical equipment. But the number of infections is on the rise, and we need additional supplies.
Experts say vegetables irrigated by sewage water are behind the outbreak. Authorities in the Kurdish region have banned the produce and ordered restaurants violating the measure to close.
Here in Baghdad, many are alarmed by contamination of drinking water and more reliance on sewage to irrigate certain vegetable farms. That is caused by water shortages in the country's lifeline twin rivers, the Tigris and Euphrates.
A number of cases have also been reported in the southern province of Al-Muthanna. Concerns are growing that a major outbreak of the disease could put additional pressure on a national health system that is already overstretched. Mahmoud Abdul Wahid, Al Jazeera, Baghdad.